Bioenergy is a more eco-friendly alternative to fossil fuels that utilizes biological materials as a renewable energy source, whereas fossil fuels require hundreds of millions of years to form. Biofuels are made up of the same chemical compounds as fossil fuels, called hydrocarbons, which are molecules made from hydrogen and carbon found in all combustible fuels, including gasoline, propane, and butane. The company Oxyon proposes a research project that will use an efficient method of producing hydrocarbon fuel from biological waste, specifically dairy waste from a yogurt plant in Idaho. They plan to use renewable energy sources such as wind or solar energy to power the production of these biofuels, which essentially converts waste and clean energy into fuel that you can put in your gas tank.
What it does is it provides you potentially with a way to store renewable power so it can be used when it's needed.
This is Lyman Frost, the chief executive officer of Oxyon Energy.
Can't use solar and wind energy necessarily in existing infrastructure where you need a hydrocarbon. Most cars don't use electricity, they use hydrocarbons. If you want to make any of your plastics, the clothes you're wearing, just about anything comes from hydrocarbons. And so if we can make hydrocarbons from waste products, then that means that we're displacing petroleum that would come out of the ground and we'd be reducing overall carbon emissions.
Frost says this energy production method will likely benefit Utahns.
It's a way to use dairy waste of one kind or another, and we have a fair amount of dairy farmers in Utah.
Frost says their instruments will break down the greenhouse gases released by decomposing waste into carbon monoxide and hydrogen gas, which are the building blocks of hydrocarbons. Their instruments will then put these blocks together into usable hydrocarbon fuels. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.